Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%. This is an audio recording of the blog post "Some Sex Stories Will Play in My Head Forever" by Girl on the Net. It starts with a conversation late one night when I ask him, "What do you want to do that we haven't done yet? What fantasies do you have that I could fulfill?" It gave him pause for thought. And before you listen further, I should tell you that this post contains dirty sex stories and fantasies that are not in any way safe for work. His first response to my question is to just say three words: sea of tits. This fantasy sprung from a picture I painted once during a boring car journey. I raised the idea of a room filled by a group of women he fancied, topless and with arms clasped behind their backs. He'd have 10 minutes in the room to touch, play with, and generally fondle all of the women, after which I'd frantically wank him off. You know, it's the kind of fantasy you postulate when someone's driving and you're playfully trying to give them a no-hands erection. Problem is, though, it's one of those probably unattainable bucket list fantasies that's unlikely to get ticked off the list. I doubt we know enough women for a start, let alone enough who'd be keen to do this kind of thing. It'd make a cracking porn scene, though, consisting as it does of hot naked people and enthusiastic, rapid masturbation. So I say to him, "Okay, yeah, sea of tits is a given, but that's tricky to fulfil. Are there any fantasies that don't involve other people, which I could fill a horny Sunday afternoon by enacting?" He pauses and then just says, "I honestly can't think of any. I'm pretty happy with the stuff we do, to be honest." And my heart sank a little bit. But that's okay, because every now and then he'll come up with a new thing that he does want to do. And just the fact that I've asked the question means he knows he can suggest it. My own answer, though, there's no pause here, really, when I have to answer the question. There's no moment of anguish while I rack my brains to come up with a new idea. Just this instant flash of one thing that spills quickly into another, and then another, and then another, and then another. If he'd asked me the same question, I'd have had to reply like this: more butt sex with toys, anal fucking while I'm lying on my front and grinding my clit into the doxy. That stuff we've done already, I know, but we could do it more. We could do degradation of the kind that we've never gone for with vigour. You belting me while ordering me to come, offering toys and objects which I wouldn't normally use, just for your pervy amusement as you watch me try to come with them. Standing over me as I chug a pint of milk and then throat-fucking me till I puke. Loaning me out to your friends to give suck jobs. Okay, no third parties allowed. In which case, telling me you're going to loan me out to your friends, even if you've no intention of doing it. Hearing you whisper the words in my ear while you push me face down into the pillow is... oh. Putting nipple clamps on me and making me hold the chain between my teeth. We've done it, let's do it again. Only this time, let's do it while I'm on my knees. You make me touch myself, feeling the pull of the clamps on my poor sore nipples with every stroke of my arm, gritting my teeth as I try to come just to make the pain stop. Wrapping a belt round my neck to use as leverage while you pull my face onto your cock. Again and again. A bridle, maybe. A collar and lead that you can pull on to get more traction when you fuck me. You handing me glass after glass of water and watching as I drink them down. A corset cinched around my waist, tight and low to squeeze my bladder until I don't know whether to piss or pass out. Spitting in my mouth. taking me over your knee and pulling down my knickers, holding me in that position while you casually watch porn, dipping your fingers occasionally into the wetness of my cunt as I squirm, fucking me in the toilets the next time we're out for dinner, tying my wrists to the doorframe so I'm stretched naked in front of you, you fully clothed and in control, flogging me until beads of sweat form on your forehead and your dick is rock solid in your pants, and then pulling it out and coming in the naked crack of my raw, whipped ass. And more, so much more. Because while some people will go on holiday to the same place every year, I'll turn my nose up if I think I've seen it already, making obsessive tick box lists of the things I've not yet sampled or the places I've not yet been. It's not a complaint. Never a complaint. I'd only complain if I wanted to fix it. To stop the whirring, whirling slideshow of quickshot hardcore porn that plays when I ponder new stuff. When someone says something specific to fire up the perv section of my brain. I want to be satisfied. I am satisfied. But just because I'm satisfied doesn't mean there's nothing more to try. If you enjoyed that, you can hear more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and support me on Patreon and help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet. All of the audio porn, pretty much, that I record will always eventually be free to access on my website, because the point of making it is to help make my website more accessible for people who have visual impairments and who use screen readers. The reason I started doing this is because I had a couple of readers who pointed out that they were using screen readers to read my blog, and the robot voice that reads the posts aloud isn't exactly the sexiest one. Like, maybe it is for some people, but that's quite a specific kink. So I thought, why not start recording them as audio? There could always do with being more lovely audio filth in the world. So yeah, you can find all of the stuff that I've made public up till now at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, and then on Patreon you get early access to audio that I've recorded. You sometimes get little bonus snippets or image previews for things that are coming up, and you don't need to support me at like a super high level or anything. If you could chuck in a dollar or two, that would be super appreciated. But if you can't afford it, then that's totally cool. Come and enjoy the audio porn and share it if you like it.